The upper floor. Object number one. The veranda. This covered balcony occupies the central place at the front of the building. During warm seasons, it was the main living area. Its size allowed a number of domestic activities to take place. This is visible on the corners. This raised area for special activities is called a stand, which have a higher elevation and are pierced by windows as if they were a living room. Balcony is the most important element of the veranda and was provided with a corner for sitting at its focus. It is surrounded by wooden benches with cool covers and carpets. The main stand occupies the entire width of the veranda, while opposite was the second stand at a higher level from the veranda floor, which was reserved to special guests. The front of the veranda was protected by a wide overhanging roof. As an open space, the veranda is built of wood, unlike the rest of the building, which is of stone. The absence of a ceiling is explained by the agricultural processes that were carried out in the veranda. In many buildings with a veranda, there are also traces which indicate the place where the loom was installed. The veranda placed in the corner of the building is one of the most characteristic features of traditional architecture. In many of the houses in Berat, the veranda was eventually closed in to create additional room for expanding families. Three windows placed on the northern side are important and practical, and they were kept open during the hot summer days, letting in the air to cool the interior, lowering the temperatures considerably. The open veranda communicates with all inner rooms of the house through four high and imposing doors. The upper floor. Object number one. The veranda. This covered balcony occupies the central place at the front of the building. During warm seasons, it was the main living area. Its size allowed a number of domestic activities to take place. This is visible on the corners. This raised area for special activities is called a stand, which have a higher elevation and are pierced by windows as if they were a living room. Balcony is the most important element of the veranda and was provided with a corner for sitting at its focus. It is surrounded by wooden benches with cool covers and carpets. The main stand occupies the entire width of the veranda, while opposite was the second stand at a higher level from the veranda floor, which was reserved to special guests. The front of the veranda was protected by a wide overhanging roof. As an open space, the veranda is built of wood, unlike the rest of the building, which is of stone. The absence of a ceiling is explained by the agricultural processes that were carried out in the veranda. In many buildings with a veranda, there are also traces which indicate the place where the loom was installed. The veranda placed in the corner of the building is one of the most characteristic features of traditional architecture. In many of the houses in Berat, the veranda was eventually closed in to create additional room for expanding families. Three windows placed on the northern side are important and practical, and they were kept open during the hot summer days, letting in the air to cool the interior, lowering the temperatures considerably. The open veranda communicates with all inner rooms of the house through four high and imposing doors. The upper floor. Object number one. The veranda. This covered balcony occupies the central place at the front of the building. During warm seasons, it was the main living area. Its size allowed a number of domestic activities to take place. This is visible on the corners. This raised area for special activities is called a stand, which have a higher elevation and are pierced by windows as if they were a living room. Balcony is the most important element of the veranda and was provided with a corner for sitting at its focus. It is surrounded by wooden benches with cool covers and carpets. The main stand occupies the entire width of the veranda, while opposite was the second stand at a higher level from the veranda floor, which was reserved to special guests. The front of the veranda was protected by a wide overhanging roof. As an open space, the veranda is built of wood, unlike the rest of the building, which is of stone. The absence of a ceiling is explained by the agricultural processes that were carried out in the veranda. In many buildings with a veranda, there are also traces which indicate the place where the loom was installed. The veranda placed in the corner of the building is one of the most characteristic features of traditional architecture. In many of the houses in Berat, the veranda was eventually closed in to create additional room for expanding families. Three windows placed on the northern side are important and practical, and they were kept open during the hot summer days, letting in the air to cool the interior, lowering the temperatures considerably. The open veranda communicates with all inner rooms of the house through four high and imposing doors. The upper floor, object number one, the veranda. This covered balcony occupies the central place at the front of the building. During warm seasons, it was the main living area. Its size allowed a number of domestic activities to take place. This is visible on the corners. This raised area for special activities is called a stand, which have a higher elevation and are pierced by windows as if they were a living room. Balcony is the most important element of the veranda and was provided with a corner for sitting at its focus. It is surrounded by wooden benches with cool covers and carpets. The main stand occupies the entire width of the veranda, while opposite was the second stand at a higher level from the veranda floor, which was reserved to special guests. The front of the veranda was protected by a wide overhanging roof. As an open space, the veranda is built of wood, unlike the rest of the building, which is of stone. The absence of a ceiling is explained by the agricultural processes that were carried out in the veranda. In many buildings with a veranda, there are also traces which indicate the place where the loom was installed. The veranda placed in the corner of the building is one of the most characteristic features of traditional architecture. In many of the houses in Berat, the veranda was eventually closed in to create additional room for expanding families. Three windows placed on the northern side are important and practical, and they were kept open during the hot summer days, letting in the air to cool the interior, lowering the temperatures considerably. The open veranda communicates with all inner rooms of the house through four high and imposing doors. The upper floor, object number one, the veranda. This covered balcony occupies the central place at the front of the building. During warm seasons, it was the main living area. Its size allowed a number of domestic activities to take place. This is visible on the corners. This raised area for special activities is called a stand, which have a higher elevation and are pierced by windows as if they were a living room. Balcony is the most important element of the veranda and was provided with a corner for sitting at its focus. It is surrounded by wooden benches with cool covers and carpets. The main stand occupies the entire width of the veranda, while opposite was the second stand at a higher level from the veranda floor, which was reserved to special guests. The front of the veranda was protected by a wide overhanging roof. As an open space, the veranda is built of wood, unlike the rest of the building, which is of stone. The absence of a ceiling is explained by the agricultural processes that were carried out in the veranda. In many buildings with a veranda, there are also traces which indicate the place where the loom was installed. The veranda placed in the corner of the building is one of the most characteristic features of traditional architecture. In many of the houses in Berat, the veranda was eventually closed in to create additional room for expanding families. Three windows placed on the northern side are important and practical, and they were kept open during the hot summer days, letting in the air to cool the interior, lowering the temperatures considerably. The open veranda communicates with all inner rooms of the house through four high and imposing doors.